God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God today. The woman spoken about by the Apostle John,
la mujer que habló el Apostle Juan,
is a spirit that is going to manifest in the last days.
Es el espíritu que se va a manifestar en los últimos días.
This is an eschatological representation that will usher in the end of time.
Es una representación escatología que representa el fin del tiempo.
She is the spirit of the age.
Ella es el espíritu del día.
But this is not just a general representation.
Pero no solamente es una representación general.
She is a specific representative that hates the truth.
Ella es alguien representante específico que odia la verdad.
And seduces men and women to attack what is right.
Y seduce a los hombres y mujeres para atacar lo que es justo.
She fills her cup with blood.
Ella llena su vaso con sangre.
And she is intoxicated with righteous blood.
Y ella está embriagada con sangre justa.
The writer tells us that it is the spirit of fornication.
El que está escribiendo dice que es el espíritu de la fornicación.
And this spirit of fornication is married together with a system.
Y este espíritu de fornicación está casado con un sistema.
Now that system seeks to have dominion upon the earth.
Ese sistema busca tener dominio en el mundo.
That system seeks to claim that it is God.
Ese sistema quiere tener el derecho de ser Dios.
And so this woman is married together with this antichrist system.
So esta mujer está casada con el sistema de anticristo.
This system is going to usher in the final conflict upon the earth.
Este sistema va a traer el conflicto último sobre la tierra.
And it is going to have a very literal manifestation here very shortly.
Y va a tener una manifestación literalmente física que se puede ver.
The spirit of it is working even now in the earth.
El espíritu ya está obrando hasta ahorita en este tiempo.
It is slaying.
Está matando.
It is drinking.
Está tomando.
And it is seducing.
Y está seduciendo.
But this relationship between the woman and the beast,
pero esta relación entre la mujer y la bestia,
is also symbolic of the struggle that has been since the beginning of time.
También simboliza la batalla que está desde el principio del tiempo.
Jesus said it like this.
Jesús lo dijo así.
He said the spirit of Antichrist is already at work.
Jesús dijo el espíritu de anticristo ya está obrando.
So there is a thread through all false religion that is ever manifest on the earth.
So hay algo que conecta toda la religión falsa en el mundo.
And it goes back to the Garden of Eden.
Y va para atrás al jardín de Edén.
And the question that was asked by the serpent to Eve.
Y la pregunta que hizo al serpiente a Eva.
Hath God said?
¿Acaso dijo Dios?
It has the same motivation.
Tiene la misma motivación.
That we see manifest at the Tower of Babel.
Que miramos manifestarse en la Torre de Babel.
When men began to seek for a solution.
Cuando los hombres buscan una solución.
That would undermine and displace the plan of God in the earth.
Que quiere disminuir el plan de Dios en la tierra.
The Bible tells us that God saw the imagination of man.
La Biblia dice que Dios miró la imaginación de hombre.
That it was evil continually.
Que era malo continuamente.
And after the judgment, God made a covenant and gave a sign to Noah and his descendants.
Y después del juicio, Noé hizo un pacto con Noé y hizo un señal.
He gave them a sign in the heavens.
Les dio un señal en los cielos.
And that sign was that he would never again destroy humankind with a flood.
Y ese señal era que él ya nunca iba a destruir la humanidad con un diluvio.
God made a pact with humanity.
Dios hizo un pacto con humanidad.
He made a covenant. Everybody say covenant.
Todos digan un pacto.
It was for righteous men and women.
Era para el hombre justos y mujeres justas.
And he bound them up in his covenant.
Y los ató en su pacto.
And he gave them a sign in the heavens.
Y les dio un señal en los cielos.
That he would never destroy the earth again in that way.
Que nunca va a destruir la tierra en esa manera.
It was a sign of his faithfulness.
Era una señal de su fidelidad.
It was a sign of the mercy of God.
Era un señal de la misericordia de Dios.
But humanity is always seeking for an alternative to the plan of God.
Pero la humanidad siempre busca una alternativa al plan de Dios.
Even though God made a covenant with humanity,
aunque Dios hizo un pacto con la humanidad,
men started to seek for an alternative to the plan.
Los hombres buscan una alternativa para ese plan.
just like humanity today,
así como la humanidad ahorita,
is seeking for an alternative to God.
Está buscando una alternativa de Dios.
God has given his blood covenant.
Dios ha dado su pacto de sangre.
God has given his promise.
Dios ha dado su promesa.
But man is seeking for another route.
Pero el hombre busca otro camino.
He's seeking for an alternative to God.
El hombre está buscando otra alternativa.
So at the Tower of Babel, they began to build a structure.
Y en la Torre de Babel empezaron a construir una estructura.
That would give them access to God, that would not have to go through covenant.
Para darles acceso a Dios que no tienen que pasar por el pacto.
Through manipulation and sleight of hand.
Por manipulación y chistes.
Humanity drew a line in the sand and said, "We will go no further than this."
La humanidad hizo una línea en la arena y dijo, "No vamos a ir más para allá."
That is exactly what humanity is doing in the earth today.
Es exactamente lo que hace la humanidad ahorita.
That is what is happening in American culture today.
Es lo que está pasando en la cultura americana.
That is what is happening with the political pressure that is on conservatism in our culture and in the church.
Es lo que está pasando con la presión en lo político de los conservativos.
There is a defiance.
Hay una rebelión.
That is pushing back against the plan of God.
Está empujando contra el plan de Dios.
There is a spirit that says we're not going any further.
Hay un espíritu que dice ya no vamos a avanzar.
It is saying we will not press any further than this line of demarcation.
Está diciendo no vamos a empujar más que esta línea que está aquí.
Like the builders of Babel, it is saying that we will exalt our tower into the heavens.
Como los que edificaron a Babel, decimos nosotros haremos nuestra torre al cielo.
That we will exalt our kingdom above the judgment of God.
Nosotros exaltaremos nuestro reino sobre el juicio de Dios.
When this happened in times past, God scattered them upon the earth.
Cuando esto pasó en los tiempos antiguos, Dios los esparció en la tierra.
And God confused their language and their speech.
Y Dios confundió sus lenguas y su palabra.
Because a house divided cannot stand.
Porque una casa dividida no se puede parar.
But the spirit that was there was the spirit of Antichrist.
Pero el espíritu que estaba allí era el espíritu de Anticristo.
He has always been at work.
Él siempre ha estado obrando.
And he has the spirit of seduction working with him.
Y tiene el espíritu de seducción trabajando con él.
Now this spirit of seduction is the spirit of the whore.
Este espíritu de seducción es el espíritu de la ramera.
She is given to sexual unfaithfulness and promiscuity.
Ella es dado a ser infiel en sexual y promiscuidad.
And they are working in tandem.
Y están trabajando juntos.
To derail the plan of God.
Para eliminar el plan de Dios.
To overthrow the throne of God.
Para bajar el trono de Dios.
Jezebel in the Old Testament was a type of this woman.
Jezabel en el Antiguo Testamento era un tipo de esta mujer.
She was brazen.
Ella no tenía vergüenza.
She was a seductress.
Ella estaba seduciendo.
She was unfaithful and she was unholy.
Ella no era fiel y era incrédula.
And through manipulation and being a seductress, she deceived the people of God.
Y por manipular y por siendo una seductora, confundió al pueblo de Dios.
And that sexual immorality is tied together with idolatry.
Y esa inmoralidad sexual está atado con la idolatría.
And false worship.
Y adoración falsa.
That's why the Apostle Paul instructed the church to not allow fornication to once be named among you.
Es por eso que el apóstol Pablo dijo que la fornicación no esté nombrado en la iglesia.
And that's still a good mantra for the church today.
Y es aún sigo siendo una buena regla para este día.
We need to remove the garment that is spotted by the flesh.
Debemos quitar la ropa que está tamada por la carne.
Everything that is not like God.
Todo lo que no es como Dios.
Everything that is not in alignment with the word of God.
Todo lo que no alinea con la palabra de Dios.
Everything that is not pure before God.
Todo lo que no es puro ante Dios.
God, when the people of God got distracted.
Cuando el pueblo de Dios se distraía.
He raised up the prophetic.
Él levantaba lo profético.
The prophet Elijah who stood in Mount Carmel.
El profeta Eliseo que estaba parado en el monte Carmel.
Who drew a line in the sand.
Que puso una línea en la arena.
and said, "It's time to put up or shut up."
Y dijo, es tiempo de hacerlo o callar.
Let the God who answers by fire.
Que el Dios que responde por fuego.
Let him be God.
Que ese Dios sea Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Come on, does anybody have a made-up mind today?
Habrá alguien que tiene la mente decidida.
That I am not interested in anything.
Que no estoy interesado en nada más.
In my life.
En mi vida.
That is impure.
Que está impuro.
Or that is unholy.
O que no es santo.
Rising up and usurping the plan of God.
Que se levante y se meta con el plan de Dios.
Let God arise.
Que Dios se levante.
And let his enemies be scattered.
Y que sus enemigos sean esparcidos.
Every spirit that is not like God.
Cada espíritu que no es como Dios.
Every attitude that is not like God.
Cada actitud que no sea como Dios.
Everything that seeks to exalt itself.
Todo lo que se quiere exaltar.
Above the knowledge of God.
Arriba del conocimiento
let it
de Dios.
Be cast down today.
Que sea echado abajo este día.
Every thought.
Toda pensamiento,
every imagination,
toda imaginación,
and every high thing,
y toda cosa alta,
that seeks to exalt itself,
que se quiere exaltar,
against the knowledge of God,
contra el conocimiento de Dios,
let it be cast down today,
que sea echado abajo hoy,
praise God,
gloria a Dios.
The writer of Proverbs,
el que escribió en Proverbios,
speaks about this woman,
habla de la mujer,
when he is referencing a young man.
Cuando está hablando de un hombre joven,
who he says is void of understanding,
que dice que no tiene entendimiento.
The Bible says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Dice la Biblia, mi pueblo es destruido por falta de conocimiento.
He begins to tell his son in Proverbs 7:1.
Le empieza a decir a su hijo en 7:1.
My son,
mi hijo,
keep my words.
Guarda mi palabra.
Now these are not just the prophet's words.
No solamente son las palabras del profeta.
But these are the words of God in the mouth of the prophet.
Pero son las palabras de Dios en la voz del profeta.
So when he's telling him, keep my words.
Cuando le dice, guarda mis palabras.
This is not a human agenda.
Esto no es una palabra humana.
This is not a human system.
Este no es un sistema humano.
But this is the word of God.
Pero esta es la palabra de Dios.
He said, keep my words.
Él dice, guarda mis palabras.
And lay up my commandments with thee.
Y llévate contigo mis mandamientos.
Keep my commandments and live.
Guarda mis mandamientos y vive.
Which implies that if you do not keep the word of God,
que dice que si no sigues la palabra de Dios,
it will destroy you.
Te va a destruir.
And my law as the apple of your eye.
Y mi ley como la niña de tus ojos.
He said, keep the word of God front and center in your life.
Dice, la palabra de Dios ponla enfrente de tu vida.
Make it like a frontlet between your eyes.
Que sea algo en medio de tus ojos.
Bind it upon your heart.
Átalo en tu corazón.
Bind them upon your fingers.
Átalo ante tus dedos.
Write them upon the table of your heart.
Escríbelo en la tabla de tu corazón.
Say unto wisdom.
Dile a la sabiduría.
Thou art my sister.
Tú eres mi hermana.
And call understanding thy kinswoman.
Y llama parenta la inteligencia.
That they may keep you from the strange woman.
Para que te guarden de la mujer ajena.
What you're going to see in the book of Proverbs.
Lo que vas a ver en el libro de Proverbios.
Is that there are two women in this book.
Es que hay dos mujeres en esta Biblia.
Now I don't have time to preach all of this tonight.
Y no tengo tiempo de predicarlo todo.
But he said wisdom has to be what you love.
Pero dice, sabiduría tiene que ser lo que amas.
He said, and if you fall in love with her,
y si te amas con ella,
it'll keep you from the other woman.
Y te guarda de la otra mujer.
She's a stranger.
Ella es una ajena.
She's not somebody that is familiar to you.
Es alguien extraña.
She flatters with her words.
Ella habla con sus palabras.
He begins to tell his son.
Ella le empieza a decir a su hijo.
He said, I looked out the casement of my window.
Dice, yo miré por mi ventana.
And I saw among the simple ones.
Y yo miré entre los simples.
I saw among the youths.
Yo miré entre los jóvenes.
A young man void of understanding.
Un hombre joven que no tenía entendimiento.
Passing through the street near her corner.
Pasando por la calle cerca de su esquina.
And he went the way to her house.
Y él fue a su casa.
In the twilight.
En la noche.
In the evening.
En la tarde.
In the black and dark night.
En las tinieblas de la noche.
Behold.
Miren.
There met him a woman with the attire of a harlot.
Ahí lo encontró una mujer con ropa ramera.
And subtle of heart.
Y era un corazón muy astucio.
She is loud and stubborn.
Ella estaba alborotada y pendenciera.
Her feet do not abide in her house.
Sus pies no pueden estar en su casa.
He said she's without.
Ella está afuera.
She's in the streets.
Ella está en las calles.
And she lieth in wait at every corner.
Y ella se queda en cada esquina esperando.
So she caught him.
Y ella lo atrapó.
And kissed him.
Y lo besó.
and with an impudent face said unto him,
y con una cara le dijo,
I have peace offerings with me.
Sacrificios de paz hablo.
This day I have paid my vows.
Y hoy he cumplido mis votos.
You see, she is posturing as a religious person.
Ella se pone como una mujer religiosa.
She has an impudent face.
Ella tiene un rostro mentiroso.
She looks at this young man and she convinces him.
Ella le habla a este joven y le convence.
We're going to do this.
Y vamos a hacer esto.
And we're going to get away with it.
Y no nos va a pasar nada.
Nobody's going to know about it.
Nadie sabrá.
Nobody's going to see what we're doing.
Nadie va a ver lo que estamos haciendo.
It's in the black night.
Está en la noche.
It's in the dark night.
Está en la noche oscura.
And so now she is meeting him.
So ahora lo está conociendo.
She said, I've been diligently seeking your face.
Dice, diligentemente la ha estado buscando.
And I have found you.
Y lo he encontrado.
And I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry.
Y he tapado y he ordenado mi cama con colchas.
With carved works, with fine linen of Egypt.
Y con lino de Egipto.
She found some things in the world.
Ella encontró unas cosas en el mundo.
That she was enticing him with.
Y ella lo estaba convenciendo a él con esas cosas.
Young person, can I tell you?
Joven, te puedo decir.
That if it exists outside of the walls of the church.
Que si existe fuera de las paredes de la iglesia.
It may be enticing to you.
Tal vez te está queriendo convencer.
But it's not good for you.
Pero no es bueno para ti.
Because this woman.
Porque esta mujer.
Knows how to do her work.
Sabe cómo hacer su obra.
She knows how to hook your heart.
Ella sabe cómo enganchar tu corazón.
She knows how to find things in Egypt.
Ella sabe cómo encontrar cosas en Egipto.
That will be compelling to you.
Que te pueden estar llamando.
She said, I found some linen in Egypt.
Dice, encontré lino de Egipto.
I found some perfume.
Encontré perfume.
And I have sprayed it upon my bed.
Y me lo eché con mira y en la cama.
Aloes and cinnamon.
Todos los aloes, la mira.
Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning.
Dicen, vamos, embriagámonos de amor hasta la mañana.
Let us solace ourselves with love.
Vamos a disfrutarnos de amores.
Let us comfort ourselves.
Vamos a consolarnos.
She says, for the goodman is not at home.
Porque mi marido no está en casa.
He is gone on a long journey.
Se ha ido de un viaje largo.
Be careful when mama and daddy are out of town.
Cuidado cuando los padres no están en casa.
Be careful when the pastor and the bishop are out of town.
Cuidado cuando el pastor y el obispo están fuera.
Be careful what you do when nobody's watching.
Cuidado lo que haces cuando nadie está mirando.
Be careful what you do at midnight.
Cuidado lo que haces en la medianoche.
Be careful what you do under the cover of darkness.
Cuidado lo que haces en las tinieblas.
Be careful what you do on your cell phone.
Cuidado lo que haces
when
en el teléfono.
Mama and daddy are not watching.
Cuando el mamá y la papá no.
Be careful what you do.
Cuidado lo que haces.
When you know you can delete it.
Cuando sabes que no lo puedes borrar.
And nobody will ever know.
Y nadie puede ver que lo hiciste.
Nobody's looking.
Nadie está mirando.
Nobody's here to guard the door.
Nadie está aquí guardando la puerta.
Nobody's here to look over my shoulder.
Nadie está aquí mirando sobre mi hombro.
He took with him a bag of money.
Se llevó una bolsa de dinero.
And he will come home at the day appointed.
Y llegarán al tiempo apuntado.
He knew where she lived.
Él sabía dónde vivía ella.
He knew what she looked like.
Él sabía cómo se miraba.
He knew how enticing she was.
Él sabía cómo engañaba a ella.
And so he took the way by her house.
So se llevó el camino a su casa.
And she began to woo him.
Y ella le empezó a hablar a él.
She began to talk to him.
Y ella le empezó a hablar a él.
She said, it's going to be okay.
Y dice, va a estar bien.
Nobody knows.
Nadie sabe.
And with her much fair speech,
y con muchas palabras que le dio,
she just kept talking to him.
Ella le siguió hablando a él.
She kept enticing him.
Ella siguió hablándole a él.
She kept trying to woo him.
Ella quisiera tratarlo.
And with the flattering of her lips, she forced him.
Y con las palabras de su boca lo forzó.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
When a spirit tells you how good looking you are, young man.
Cuando un espíritu te dice que tan guapo estás.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
When she tells you it's going to be okay.
Cuando ella te dice todo va a estar bien.
Because nobody's going to find.
Porque nadie se va a dar cuenta.
When she keeps speaking to you,
cuando ella sigue hablándote a ti,
with much fair speech,
con muchas palabras que parecen bien,
because she's not coming in by herself,
porque ella no está entrando en sí misma.
She's not coming into the bedroom alone.
Ella no está viniendo a la recámara sola.
She's got a beast with her.
Ella tiene una bestia con
She's
ella.
She's got a spirit with her.
Ella tiene un espíritu
She's
sobre
got
ella.
An antichrist with her.
Ella tiene un anticristo con
She's
ella.
Not by herself.
Ella no está sola.
He goeth after her straightway.
Ella lo sigue rápidamente.
As an ox goes to the slaughter.
Como un buey se va a la matadera.
Or as a fool to the correction of the stocks.
O como un menso.
And he never sees it coming.
Y nunca lo ve.
He's just walking throughout his day like every other day.
Está caminando por su día como otro día.
Living his life like every other moment.
Está viviendo su vida como cualquier otro momento.
And then all of a sudden something strikes through his liver.
Y luego de repente algo lo traspasa en su hígado.
As a bird is hastening to the snare.
Como un pájaro se corre.
And he doesn't even realize
ni siquiera se da cuenta
that his life is on the line.
Que su vida ya está en la línea.
That his future is on the line.
Que su futuro está en la
that
línea.
His salvation is on the line.
Que su salvación está en la
Can
línea.
I tell you something today?
Le podré decir algo esta noche.
You've got to know what's at stake.
Tienes que saber lo que está en riesgo.
You've got to know what's at stake.
Tienes que saber lo que está en
You've
riesgo.
You've got to know what's on the line.
Tienes que saber lo que está en la línea.
You've got to be sober.
Tienes que estar sobrio.
You've got to be vigilant.
Tiene que estar vigilante.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He doesn't know it's for his life.
Él no sabe que es por su vida.
He doesn't know that his spiritual future is on the line.
Él no sabe que su vida espiritual está en la línea.
Hearken unto me now, therefore.
Escúchenme ahora.
O ye children, and attend unto the words of my mouth.
Estad atento a las razones de mi boca.
Let not your heart decline unto her ways.
No se deslice tu corazón a los caminos de
go
ella.
Go not astray to her paths.
No hieres en sus veredas.
When you go the way toward this woman,
cuando vayas al camino de esa mujer,
it's going to always be a path that's going down.
Siempre va a ser un camino que va hacia abajo.
It's always a path of least resistance.
Siempre es el camino con menos resistencia.
It's always the easy way.
Siempre es el camino fácil.
If you can find a path,
si puedes encontrar un camino,
that's going up,
que va subiendo hasta arriba,
it's always the better path.
Siempre es el camino mejor.
If you can find a way,
si puedes encontrar un camino,
that requires a little more work,
que requiere un poquito más trabajo,
that requires a little more discipline,
y requiere un poco más disciplina,
that requires a little more consecration,
y requiere más consagración.
Always take the path.
Siempre toma el camino.
That's going up.
Que va hacia arriba.
Always take the path.
Siempre toma el camino.
That's going higher.
Que va hasta más alto.
Always take the path.
Siempre lleva el camino.
That's going to the house of God.
Que va a la casa de Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Her house is the way to hell.
Porque su casa es la camasa del infierno.
Her house is going down to the chambers of death.
Su casa va hacia la muerte.
She has cast down many wounded.
Ella ha echado a muchos para fuera.
Many strong men have been slain by her.
Muchos hombres han sido heridos y matados
Can
por
I
ella.
Can I preach to somebody that's wounded tonight?
Le puedo predicar a alguien que está herido.
And tell you be careful.
Y te voy a decir que ten cuidado.
When you're wounded.
Cuando estés herido.
When you're wounded spiritually,
cuando tu espíritu está herido,
when you're offended,
cuando estás ofendido,
when you're disappointed,
cuando estás decepcionado,
because this woman looks for the wounded,
porque esta mujer mira, busca
she
los heridos.
Looks for the offended,
ella busca los ofendidos.
She looks for the young person in the youth group,
ella busca al joven en el grupo,
that got disappointed in a relationship,
que tuvo decepcionado en la relación,
that got disappointed because you had a breakup,
que tuvo decepción por el quebró.
That got disappointed because somebody hurt your feelings.
Porque tuvo decepción porque le lastimaron
sus ánimos. She looks for the wounded.
Ella busca a los heridos.
And she says, I can pray on the wounded.
Y ella dice, yo puedo tomar ahí.
Young man, be careful for the young lady.
Joven, ten cuidado por la jovencita.
That wants to isolate you.
Que te quiere aislar.
That wants to get you away from the pack.
Que quiere que estés lejos del grupo.
Young lady, be careful of the man.
Joven, ten cuidado con el hombre.
That wants to get you off in the corner.
Que te quiere llevar en la esquina.
That wants to isolate you from mama and daddy.
Que te quiere aislar de tu mamá y tu papá.
That wants to isolate you from your friends.
Que te quiere alejar de tus amigos.
Because behind the isolation,
porque detrás del aislamiento,
is a demonic spirit.
Hay un espíritu demónico.
And his way goes down to hell.
Y su camino va hacia el infierno.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. She works with the beast.
Ella trabaja con la bestia.
Her objective is to seduce the people of God.
Su objetivo es seducir al pueblo de Dios.
And she's lying in wait.
Y ella está esperando.
She's at every corner.
Ella está en cada esquina.
She's enticing.
Ella está llamando.
She's carrying something with her.
Ella está engañando y se está llevando algo.
It's a system.
Es un sistema.
That is anti-God.
Que es ante Dios.
And even the apostle John.
Y también el apóstol Juan.
Who was a great man of God.
Que era un hombre grande de Dios.
When he saw the woman.
Cuando miró a la mujer.
He wondered at her.
Él se maravilló sobre ella.
Can I tell you that it is human?
Te puedo decir que es humano.
To be on social media.
Estar en las redes sociales.
And to be scrolling through.
Y estar mirando por las redes.
And to see the enticement of the world.
Y mirar que el mundo que te está llamando.
And wonder at what you see.
Y asombrarte a lo que ves.
And be shocked by what you see.
Y estar asombrado por lo que ves.
And be flabbergasted by what you see.
Y estar muy asombrado por lo que ves.
But it is not wisdom to camp out there.
Pero no es sabiduría quedarte ahí.
It's not wisdom to build a house there.
No es sabiduría hacer una casa ahí.
It's not wisdom to like that.
No es la sabiduría que te
It's
guste
not
eso.
Wisdom to follow that.
No es sabiduría seguir eso.
It's not wisdom to live there.
No es sabiduría vivir ahí.
Because given enough time,
porque si te da suficiente tiempo,
she will begin to talk to you.
Ella te empieza a hablar.
She will begin to entice you.
Ella te empieza a llamar.
She will begin to pull on you.
Ella te empieza a jalar.
And it's only a matter of time,
y solo pasa un tiempo,
before she drags your soul to hell.
Para que te jale tu alma al infierno.
While I'm preaching,
mientras estoy predicando,
there are young people,
hay jovencitos,
that still you're not taking what I'm saying seriously.
Que aún no toman lo que digo en serio.
You still think it's a joke.
Aún piensan que es una broma.
Or that what I'm saying is casual.
O que lo que digo es casual.
But I'm here to tell you,
pero estoy aquí para decirles,
that if there was ever a day to be sober about this,
que si hay un día para estar serio,
it's the
sobre
day
esto,
that we're living in.
Es el día en el que vivimos.
If there
ahorita,
was ever a day,
si habría un, alguna vez un día,
to be dead serious,
para estar en serio hasta la muerte,
about this spirit and this woman,
de este espíritu y esta mujer,
is this day that we're living in.
Es este día en que vivimos ahorita.
I don't want to see a single person,
yo no quiero ver ninguna persona,
get dragged off in the middle of disappointment,
ser jalado en medio de la decepción,
and to watch them in the death throes spiritually,
y mirarlos en la muerte espiritualmente,
as a dart pierces their heart,
mientras algo atraviesa su corazón,
and wounds them,
y los hiere.
Praise God. He tells John,
le dice a Juan,
why did you wonder at her?
¿Por qué te asombraste sobre ella?
Let me tell you what is happening.
Y déjate digo lo que está pasando.
This woman,
esta mujer,
she's a seductress.
Esta es la mujer es ella está seduciendo.
And there is a beast that is with her.
Y hay una bestia que está con ella.
And that beast has descended up out of the bottomless pit.
Y esta bestia salió del pozo profundo.
And all they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder.
Y todos los que están en la tierra van a pensar.
Whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world.
Que sus nombres no estaban escritos en el libro de la vida.
What I'm here to tell somebody tonight is this.
Lo que les voy a decir esta noche es esto.
That if you're not baptized in Jesus' name,
si no estás bautizado en el nombre de
Jesús,
you're
not filled with the Holy Ghost,
y no estás llenos con el Espíritu Santo,
you don't need to wait another service,
no te tienes que esperar otro servicio,
to go down in the water in Jesus'
para
name,
bautizarte en el nombre de Jesús.
You are flirting with disaster.
Estás coqueteando con el desastre.
If there was ever a day,
si había un día,
to handle spiritual business,
para tratar con los negocios espirituales,
right now,
ahorita,
it's in the day that we're living
es en el día que vivimos ahorita.
I wouldn't want to wait another second.
Yo no quisiera esperar otro segundo.
I wouldn't want to wait another minute.
Yo no quisiera esperar otro minuto.
Because this deceptive spirit,
porque este espíritu de decepción,
is about to be unleashed in the earth,
va a ser suelto en esta tierra.
And if you're not in covenant with God,
y si no estás en pacto con
you
Dios,
will be deceived.
Tú vas a ser engañado.
Praise God. Here is the mind that has wisdom.
Esta es la línea que tiene sabiduría.
The seven heads are seven mountains.
Las siete cabezas son siete montañas.
On which the woman sitteth.
En que la mujer se sienta.
And there are seven kings, five are fallen and one is.
Y hay siete reyes, uno es caído y otro no.
And the other is not yet come.
Y el otro no ha venido.
And when he cometh, he's going to continue for a short space.
Y cuando viene va a continuar por un tiempo.
And the beast that was and is not.
Y la bestia que no, no está.
Even he is the eighth and is of the seven.
Y es de la ocho, que es del siete.
And goeth into perdition.
Y va a la perdición.
And the ten horns which you saw,
Y las diez cuernos que ves
are 10 kings.
Son 10 reyes.
And they haven't received a kingdom yet.
Que aún no han recibido el reino.
But they will receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Pero recibirán autoridad con los reyes por hora.
And these have one mind.
Y estos tienen una mente.
And they're going to give their strength and their power to the beast.
Y van a dar su fuerza y su propósito al bestia.
But can I tell the church of the living God?
Pero le puedo decir a la iglesia de Dios.
That we take comfort in verse 14.
Que estamos alegres en el versículo 14.
They're going to make war with the Lamb.
Ellos van a declarar guerra
contra el Cordero. But the Lamb is going to overcome them.
Y pero el Cordero los vencerá.
For he is the Lord of lords.
Porque él es el Señor de
señores. King of kings.
Y él es el Rey de reyes.
And they that are with him are called.
Y los que están con él son llamados. Escogidos.
And faithful.
Y fieles.
Don't be dismayed, people of God.
No estés desanimado,
pueblo. Because there's still a chosen generation.
Porque hay una nación escogida.
There's still a royal priesthood.
Hay una real sacerdote.
There's still a holy nation.
Hay una nación santa.
There's still a people.
Hay un pueblo.
That are not going to be overthrown by the woman.
Que no van a ser vencidos por la mujer.
Or by the beast.
O por la bestia.
Praise God! It's a day for revival.
Es un día para avivamiento.
It's a day for dominion.
Es un día para el dominio.
It's a day for authority.
Es un día para autoridad.
It's a day for a breakthrough.
Es un día para la victoria.
It's a day for healing.
Es un día para sanidad.
It's a day for the miraculous.
Es un día para lo milagroso.
Come on, the thief has come to steal.
El ladrón vino a robar,
and kill and
y matar
destroy.
Y destruir.
But Jesus came.
Pero Jesús vino.
That we might have life.
Que tengamos vida.
And that more abundantly.
Y eso en abundancia.
Come on, somebody give him praise for life.
O alguien alábelo por la vida.
Somebody clap your hands and give him praise for
alguien
dominion.
Aplaude sus manos por el dominio.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Que los redimidos digan amén.
It's a great day for revival.
Es un gran día para el avivamiento.
It's a great day for the miraculous.
Es gran día para lo milagroso.
It's a great day for dominion.
Es un gran día para el dominio.
It's a great day for authority.
Es un gran día para autoridad.
The Bible said where sin doth abound,
la iglesia donde la abunda el
grace
pecado,
doth much more abound.
La gracia abunda mucho
can
más.
Can I preach to the church tonight?
Le puedo predicar a la iglesia esta noche.
Multiplied grace.
Gracia multiplicada.
Multiplied dominion.
Dominio multiplicado.
Multiplied authority.
Autoridad multiplicado.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You're going to win.
Tú vas a ganar.
If you stand with the Lamb.
Si te paras con el Cordero.
You're going to win.
Tú vas a ganar.
If you resist the spirit of the day.
Si resistes el espíritu
del
día. You're
going to win.
Tú vas a ganar.
If you stand patiently.
Si te paras pacientemente.
If you stand with the Lord.
Si te paras con el Señor.
Come on, I'm telling you, you're going to have revival.
Yo te voy a decir que tienes
avivamiento. You're going to have a breakthrough.
Vas a tener la victoria.
You're going to see the miraculous.
Tú vas a ver lo milagroso.
But you can't get distracted.
Pero no puedes distraerte.
You can't give in to the woman.
No puedes entrar con la mujer.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You got to refuse to drink the Kool-Aid.
No puedes tomar la bebida.
You have to refuse to drink from the cup.
Tienes que negar tomar de ese vaso.
Praise God. She's the spirit that was with Balaam and Balak.
Ella es el espíritu que estaba con Balaam y Balak.
When they realized that they could not curse the people of God.
Cuando se dieron cuenta que no pudieron maldecir el pueblo.
Because you cannot curse what God has blessed.
Porque no puedes maldecir lo que Dios ha bendijo.
When you go down on the water in Jesus' name.
Cuando eres bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
You take on the authority of the name.
Tomas la autoridad del nombre.
Come on, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess
toda
the name.
Toda rodilla se doblará y toda lengua confesará el nombre.
That's why we aren't baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Es por eso no bautizamos en los títulos.
Because there's no power in the titles.
Porque no hay poder en los títulos.
But there's power in the name.
Pero hay poder en el nombre.
If you go down in the name of Jesus,
si eres bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
all of your addictions go down in the name.
Todas tus adicciones van en el nombre.
Alcoholism dies in the water.
El alcoholismo se muere en las aguas.
Drug addiction dies in the water.
La adicción a las drogas se muere en las aguas.
Perversion dies in the water.
La perversión se muere en las aguas.
Uncleanness dies in the water.
Lo ser sucio se muere en las aguas.
Praise God. It's in the name of Jesus.
Es en el nombre de Jesús.
It's in the blood of the Lamb.
Es en la sangre del Cordero.
Come on, the Bible said, and they overcame.
La Biblia dice y vencieron.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Por la sangre del Cordero.
And by the word of their testimony.
Y para la palabra de su testimonio.
And they loved not their lives unto the death.
Y no amaron sus vidas.
Can I tell the church of the living God tonight?
Puedo decir a la iglesia del Dios
viviente. You may have the opportunity.
Tal vez tienes la oportunidad.
To face death for the witness of Jesus.
De que te maten por el testigo
and
de Jesús.
And when the day comes.
Y cuando venga el día.
Don't back up.
No te eches para atrás.
Don't give in to the spirit of the day.
Que no te dé miedo al espíritu.
But stand strong.
Pero párate fuerte.
For the testimony of Jesus. Jesus.
Por el testimonio de Cristo.
And if you do,
y si tú lo haces,
you're going to receive a crown of life.
Recibirás una corona
Come on,
de vida.
Somebody praise him. The strategy.
La estrategia.
Was to parade the half-dressed Midianite women.
Es para traer las mujeres medias vestidas.
Out in front of the people of God.
Enfrente del pueblo de Dios.
Because you cannot.
Porque no puedes.
Curse what God has blessed.
Maldecir lo que Dios ha bendecido.
But if you can distract them.
Pero si los puedes distraer.
Then you can pull them away from God.
Entonces los puedes alejar de Dios.
And so that became the strategy.
So eso se hizo la estrategia.
While you're scrolling on social media.
Mientras estás mirando en las redes sociales.
Understand something apostolic.
Entiende algo apostólico.
That the enemy is not as focused with the world as you think.
Que el enemigo no está enfocado en el mundo como tú crees.
But if he can usurp the authority of God in the church.
Pero si puede quitar la autoridad de Dios en la iglesia.
He can dethrone God.
Él puede quitar a Dios el trono.
He's not worried about the world.
Él no está preocupado por el mundo.
He's focused on you.
Él está enfocado en ti.
Don't be dismayed that the world is doing those things.
No estés desanimado que el mundo lo está haciendo.
But clean it out of your life.
Pero límpialo fuera de tu vida.
Because you're the answer to the world's
problem. Porque tú eres la respuesta al problema del mundo.
If he can distract the church.
Si él puede distraer a la iglesia.
He can dethrone God.
Él puede descartar a Dios del trono.
But if we'll keep praising God,
pero si seguimos alabando a Dios,
if we'll keep worshiping God,
si seguimos adorando a Dios,
there is nothing He can do,
no hay nada que él puede hacer,
to stop revival in the church,
para parar el avivamiento en la
iglesia,
there's
nothing He can do,
no hay nada que él puede hacer,
to curse,
para maldecir,
what God has blessed,
lo que Dios ha bendecido.
Praise God. Television and Hollywood and social media and Instagram.
La televisión, las redes sociales y Hollywood.
There is a seducing spirit.
Hay un espíritu seduciendo.
And what it wants to do.
Y lo que quiere hacer.
So it wants to tear down everything that is good.
Es quiere destruir todo lo que es bueno.
It seeks to dethrone God.
Quiere quitar a Dios del trono.
Even the Jewish leadership was not immune to this.
Aún los liderazgos de los judíos no estaban en contra de esto.
When Jesus came to them.
Cuando Jesús vino a ellos.
He began to upbraid them.
Él empezó a hablar con ellos.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!
Ustedes escribas y fariseos.
Because you build the tombs of the prophets.
Porque hacen las tumbas de los profetas.
And you garnish the sepulchers of the righteous.
Y le ponen flores a los sepulcros de los santos.
He was telling them.
Y le estaba diciendo.
I know you say I have Abraham for my father.
Yo sé que ustedes dicen que Abraham es tu padre.
He said, as a matter of fact.
Y embargo.
I've been watching you.
Los he estado mirando.
You go down to his tomb.
Van a su tumba.
And you put flowers on his grave.
Y le ponen flores en su tumba.
You polish up the tombstone.
Ustedes hacen bonitas las tumbas.
It's possible to be the people of God.
Es posible ser el pueblo de Dios.
To be polishing up the tomb.
Y estar poniendo bonito la tumba.
Of what has gone before us.
De lo que ha pasado antes.
To be memorializing previous generations.
Para estar celebrando lo que hicieron las generaciones.
But it all be pomp and circumstance.
Pero todo son circunstancias.
It all be formality.
Y todo son formalidades.
It all be putting roses on a dead man's grave.
Y todo es poniendo flores en un hombre muerto.
He said, and you say, I hear you say it.
Y yo los escucho, yo escucho lo que dicen.
If we had been in that day,
si estuviéramos en ese día,
we would have not. We wouldn't have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets.
No hubiéramos participado en la sangre de esos profetas.
He said, I hear what you're saying.
Dice, yo escucho lo que dicen.
He said, wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves.
Pero ustedes sean testigos a sí mismos.
That you are the children of them which killed the prophets.
Que son los hijos de aquellos que mataron
he
los
said,
profetas.
Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers.
Dice, llenan entonces la medida de sus padres.
Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers.
Serpientes, víboras.
How can you escape the damnation of hell?
¿Cómo pueden escapar la maldición del infierno?
He said, behold, I sent to you prophets and wise men.
Yo les mandé profetas y sabios.
And scribes.
Y escribas.
And some of them you're going to kill and crucify.
Y algunos los van a matar y crucificar.
And some of them you're going to scourge in your synagogues.
Y algunos los van a correr de sus sinagogas.
And some you're going to persecute from city to city.
Y algunos los van a perseguir de ciudad en ciudad.
You know what he was saying?
¿Sabes lo que estaba diciendo?
He was prophesying to them.
Estaba profetizando él.
That I am sending to you the spirit of the prophet.
Que le estoy mandando el espíritu del profeta.
Embedded in this prophecy,
y en medio de esa profecía,
is not God condemning them.
No es Dios condenándolos.
It's God warning them.
Es Dios dándoles un aviso.
By prophecy.
Por profecía.
That it doesn't have to go the same way with you.
Que no tiene que pasar la misma manera contigo.
That it went with previous generations.
Que pasó con las generaciones antiguas.
He was admonishing them.
Él los estaba admonizando.
That you have to be willing.
Que tú tienes que estar dispuesto.
To embrace the spirit of prophecy.
Abrazar el espíritu de profecía.
Because when the prophecy comes to you.
Porque cuando viene la profecía,
it will be an opportunity for you to repent.
Va a ser una oportunidad que te arrepientes.
But if you don't receive the prophet,
pero si no recibes el profeta,
and if you don't receive the spirit of prophecy,
y si no recibes el espíritu de profecía,
then you're going to be no different.
Entonces no vas a ser nada
than previous generations,
como las generaciones antiguas,
that killed the prophet,
que mataron los profetas,
and by extension,
y por extensión,
silenced the prophecy,
silenciaron la profecía.
What he was telling them,
lo que le estaba diciendo,
is if you will open up your ears,
es que si abres tus oídos,
you will understand,
vas a entender,
that prophecy speaking to you today,
que la profecía te está hablando ahorita,
and telling you it doesn't have to go down
que está diciendo,
that way,
no tiene que pasar así,
it doesn't have to end that way,
no tiene
for
que
you,
terminar así para ti,
you don't have to be another generation,
no tienes que ser otra generación,
of broken people,
de gente pegada,
drunk on the blood of prophecy,
borrachos de la sangre de profecía.
The spirit of prophecy is not pretty.
El espíritu de profecía no está bonito.
The spirit of prophecy is uncouth.
El espíritu de profecía es
it's not polished.
No es bonito.
It doesn't look good on social media.
No se mira bien en las redes
it
sociales.
Doesn't look good on Instagram.
No se mira bien en la
it
Instagram.
Doesn't sound pretty on sound bites.
Y no se escucha bonito en las sound bites.
It's not something pretty embedded with music.
No es algo bonito con música.
It's something that calls us to the altar.
Es algo que nos llama al altar.
It's something that calls us to repentance.
Es algo que nos llama al arrepentimiento.
He said, "Don't be a church."
Dice, no sean una iglesia.
Where you're just polishing the tombstones.
Donde nomás están abrogando la tumba.
And you're just laying flowers at the grave of a dead prophet.
Y nomás ponen flores en la
but
tumba
be a people
profeta.
That falls in love.
Pero sean un pueblo
with
que
the
se enamora
spirit of prophecy.
Con el espíritu de profecía.
That will inoculate you.
Que los va a preparar.
Against the spirit of the Antichrist.
Y los va a prevenir contra God's el espíritu
calling
anticristo.
This church.
Dios está llamando a esta iglesia.
To fall in love with prophecy.
Para enamorarse con la profecía.
In love with prophesying. Come on, somebody do it for just a moment.
Alguien hágalo por un momento.
Come on, every hand lifted for just
cada mano
a moment.
Levantada por un momento.
He said, "I'm going to send prophets to you."
Dice, voy a mandar profetas.
But you're going to scourge them.
Pero ustedes los van a perseguir.
You're going to reject the prophecy.
Van a rechazar la profecía.
You're going to get on social media. You're going to scroll through. You're going to trivialize the prophecy.
Se van a meter en las redes sociales y van a pasarlo.
By the time you see everybody else's comments about it,
cuando miran ya los comentarios de eso,
it won't have the same power that it should have had.
Ya no va a tener el mismo poder que tenía que tener.
That you could have come down to the altar.
Tú hubieras podido venir al altar.
And you could have repented of your sins.
Y te hubieras podido haber arrepentido.
He said, "Upon you may come all the righteous blood."
Dice, sobre tú tal vez viene toda la sangre justa.
Shed upon the earth.
Derramada sobre la tierra.
From the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias.
Hasta la sangre de Zacarías, hijo de Barachias.
Whom you slew between the temple and the altar.
Quien mataste entre el templo y el altar.
He said, "Verily I say unto you."
Dice, ahí te voy a decir.
All these things shall come upon this generation.
Todo esto vendrá sobre esta generación.
Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets.
Jerusalén, Jerusalén, que matas los profetas.
And stone them which are sent unto thee.
Y a pedras a los que te he enviado.
Even by this prophecy,
¿cuántas veces?
I would have gathered you to myself.
Yo te hubiera juntado a sí mismo.
I would have gathered your children together.
Yo te hubiera juntado tus hijos conjuntos.
Even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings.
Aún hasta como una gallina baja sus pollos bajo sus alas.
But you wouldn't receive the prophecy.
Pero ustedes no reciben la profecía.
Your house is left desolate.
Tu casa es desolada.
He said, "For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth."
Y dice, ya no me van a ver.
Till you shall say, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord."
Hasta que digan, bendito el que viene en el nombre del Señor.
The spirit of their day,
el espíritu de su día,
was drunk on the blood of the saints.
Estaba borracho en la sangre de los santos.
But the people of God bellied up to the bar.
Pero el pueblo de Dios se juntó.
And they filled their cups too.
Y llenaron sus vasos también.
And Jesus was prophesying to them.
Y Jesús les estaba profetizando.
He said, "I know this is what the world is doing.
Dice, yo sé lo que hace el mundo.
But you're not innocent of the blood of the prophets.
Ustedes no son inocentes de esa sangre.
All of the righteous blood is on you.
Toda la sangre justa está
and
sobre
as
ustedes.
They cried, crucify him, crucify him.
Clamaban, crucifíquenlo.
Pilate washed his hands.
Pilato se lavó las manos.
The word was for the record, I find no fault in him.
La palabra dijo, yo no encuentro falta en él.
But the people cried, let his blood be on us.
Pero el pueblo clamaba que su sangre esté sobre
nosotros. Upon our children.
Y sobre nuestros hijos.
When they were beating the disciples.
Cuando estaban golpeando a los discípulos.
The wise elder Gamaliel stood up.
El sabio justo anciano se levantó.
And he said, men, you do not know what you are doing.
Y dijo, ustedes no saben lo que hacen.
He said, be careful.
Tengan cuidado.
When you rise up against these men.
Cuando se levantan contra estos
he
hombres.
He said, it's possible.
Dicen, es posible.
That what they're doing is of men.
Que lo que no hacen es de, no es de hombre.
And if it is.
Y si lo es.
He said it'll dissipate like every other insurrection.
Se va a desaparecer como cualquier otra.
He said, but if this is of God,
pero si esto es de Dios,
you will find yourself happily
se van a encontrar ustedes
fighting against God.
Peleando contra Dios.
What he was saying was,
lo que les estaba diciendo,
if you shed their blood,
es que si derrama su sangre,
the blood of all of the faithful men and women of God,
la sangre de todos los fieles
is
de going Dios,
to come down upon you.
Se va a venir sobre ti.
So be careful
so ten cuidado
who you touch.
A quien tocas.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
Who you talk out against.
A quien hablas en contra.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
That you're not talking against God's anointed.
Que no hables en contra de los ungidos de Dios.
And Paul.
Y Pablo.
Who was a disciple of Gamaliel.
Que era un discípulo de Gamaliel.
This is Acts chapter 5.
Esto es Hechos 5.
His daddy in the gospel.
Su papá en el evangelio.
Was imploring him.
Lo estaba animando, diciéndole,
be careful.
Ten cuidado.
What you say.
Lo que dices.
Be careful what you do.
Ten cuidado lo que haces.
And in Acts chapter 7.
Y en Hechos 7.
The apostle Paul.
El apóstol Pablo.
Who is Saul.
Que es Saúl.
Is consenting to the death.
Está hablando a la muerte de
of Stephen.
De Esteban.
He has the garments of the men.
Él tiene la ropa de los hombres.
Who are stoning Stephen.
Que están apedrando a Esteban.
Laying down at his feet.
Apedrado en sus pies.
And he has letters in his hand.
Y él tiene cartas en su mano.
Against the church of the living God.
Contra la casa de Dios.
Two chapters before.
Dos capítulos antes.
His daddy in the gospel.
Su papá en el evangelio.
Is warning him.
Le está dando anuncio.
By prophecy.
Por profecía.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
That you don't open your mouth.
Que no abras tu boca.
And that you don't rise up against this thing. And in two chapters, he's giving consent to his death.
Está hablando que pueden matar a Esteban.
The spirit of prophecy.
El espíritu de profecía.
Is present.
Está presente.
This spirit is at work in our day.
Este espíritu está obrando en este día.
This spirit is seeking to divide the people of God.
Este espíritu quiere dividir el pueblo de Dios.
It's seeking to sow division among the people.
Está queriendo dividir el pueblo.
Praise God. Herod and Herodias.
Herod y Herodias.
Weren't innocent.
No eran inocente.
As his stepdaughter danced, musicians come.
Como su hija estaban bailando.
As they began to be intoxicated.
Mientras empezaron a embriagarse.
By the wine.
Por el vino.
Of this moment.
De este momento.
Of indiscretion.
De indiscreción.
They began to fill the cup.
Empezaron a llenar el vaso.
Wine sloshed over.
El vino se empezó a tirar.
Stained their garments.
Y manchó sus vestidos.
In a drunken stupor.
Y el borracho.
With wine staining their clothes.
Con manchas de vino.
A vow was made and a promise kept.
Un pacto hecho y una promesa siguió.
And the cobblestones were stained red with John's blood.
Y se derramó la sangre de Juan.
Herod was the descendant of Esau.
Herodes era el descendiente de Saúl.
He was an Idumean.
Era un Idumeo.
They were generations of preacher killers.
Eran generaciones que mataban a los predicadores.
They were generations that spilled righteous blood.
Eran varias generaciones que mataban a los justos.
We're living in a day.
Estamos viviendo en un día.
That is posturing as modernity.
Que está poniendo como modernidad.
Progress.
Progreso.
Affluence,
éxito,
sophistication,
y ser sofisticados.
As babies are murdered,
mientras bebés son matados.
Can I peel back the face of this tonight for you?
¿Podré exponerlo un poco?
What is happening in our world?
Lo que pasa en el mundo.
Is demon inspired?
Está inspirado por un demonio.
People giving themselves to unbridled sexual appetite.
Personas dándose a sus deseos.
As young people and teenagers are encouraged, you can play something.
Mientras jóvenes son animados.
To mangle their bodies.
Para que se usen sus cuerpos.
As they are encouraged.
Mientras son animados.
To kill babies within their womb.
Para matar bebés en su vientre.
All of this is in the name of progress.
Todo esto es en el nombre de progreso.
It's in the name of affluence.
Es en el nombre de éxito.
Politicians and cultural leaders.
Los políticos y líderes de la cultura.
Who have sinister motivations.
Que tienen motivaciones malas.
I just feel tonight to tag in with Bishop Sutton from Sunday morning.
Siento esta noche decir lo que dijo el obispo.
All of this behavior.
Todo este comportamiento.
Is ushering in a moment.
Está trayendo un momento.
A proverbial line in the sand.
Una línea en la arena.
In our text, John the Revelator.
En el texto Juan.
Was speaking specifically about.
Está hablando específicamente.
The unregenerated.
De los ingenerados.
Not in covenant.
Que no están en pacto.
Church.
La iglesia.
She sits on seven hills.
Se sienta en las siete iglesias, en siete montañas.
She doesn't facilitate the blood of Jesus washing away the sins of the people.
Ella no facilita la sangre de Jesús limpiando los pecados.
No emphasis on blood.
Y no tienen el enfoque en la sangre.
They teach no baptism.
No enseñan un bautismo.
They teach sprinkling.
Enseñan que nomás te echan poquita agua.
And it appears as though their theology is without blood.
Y parece que su teología es sin sangre.
Maybe that they're not focused on blood.
Tal vez que no están enfocados en la sangre.
But think again tonight.
Pero piensa otra vez.
They're focused on blood.
Ellos están enfocados en la sangre.
But not the blood that covers.
Pero no en la sangre que cubre.
Not the blood that washes away sin.
No en la sangre que limpia los pecados.
But the blood that curses.
Pero la sangre que maldice.
Because the life is in the blood.
Porque la vida está en la sangre.
God told Noah.
Dios todo lo sabe.
Eat the flesh.
Es la carne.
But don't drink the blood.
Pero no se tomen la
because
sangre.
Because it's going to be a life for a life.
Porque va a ser una vida por una
it
vida.
It was in Noah that capital punishment was instituted.
Fue en Noé que hablaron del capitalismo.
But the Catholic Church.
Pero la Iglesia Católica.
Is not interested in the blood that covers sin.
No está interesada en la sangre que
she's
cubre pecado.
She's interested in the blood that curses.
Está interesada en la sangre que
she
maldice.
She is drunk on the blood of the saints.
Está borracho en la sangre de los santos.
All of her prominent churches.
Todas sus iglesias más exitosas.
Had torture chambers in them.
Tienen lugares donde torturan.
Thousands of innocent people were slaughtered.
Miles de personas inocentes matadas.
The very last thing that the apostle John would tell the church.
Lo último que le dijo Juan en la iglesia.
Don't add to or take away from the book.
No agreguen o quiten este libro.
And she does take away from the book.
Y ella quita de ese libro.
And she does add to the book.
Y ella agrega ese libro.
He said, your name will be added to the plagues and taken away from the Lamb's book of life.
Dice, tu nombre se ha agregado a las plagas y quitado de la Biblia.
The apostle told us, if I or an angel from heaven
el apóstol dijo, si yo
preaches
un ángel,
any other doctrine other than the one that we presented to you,
predica otra
doctrina, let him be accursed.
Que esa persona sea
and
maldecida.
She preaches another baptism.
Y ella predica otro
and she preaches another doctrine.
Y ella predica otra doctrina.
She changed the formula for baptism.
Ella cambió la fórmula para el bautismo.
She changed the method to sprinkling.
Ella cambió el método para otro.
She killed all of her adversaries.
Ella mató a todos sus adversarios.
She sits on seven hills.
Se sienta en siete montañas.
She is the mother of harlots.
Ella es la madre de las rameras.
And her system is rising up.
Y su sistema se está levantando.
Every church.
Cada iglesia.
That baptizes in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Que bautiza en los títulos.
Has taken a sip from her cup.
Ha tomado de ese vaso.
and is drunk and is intoxicated on the blood of the saints.
Y está borracho y embriagado en la sangre de los santos.
The saints that throughout time and millennia stood in defiance of her doctrine.
Los santos que en el tiempo han peleado contra su doctrina.
And said that is not the doctrine that the word of God presents.
Y han dicho esa no es la doctrina que dice
they
la
were
Biblia.
Martyred and they were slain and they were crucified upside
ellos
down.
Fueron matados y crucificados.
And every modern quasi church
y toda iglesia moderna
is drunk on her blood.
Está borracho en su sangre.
It's fornication.
Es fornicación.
They want relationship and intimacy without covenant and blood and marriage.
Relación e intimidad sin el pacto del matrimonio.
She is the whore and she is not the virgin.
Es la ramera y no es la virgen.
She requires that they abstain from marriage.
Ella requiere que no se casen.
Which is directly contrary to scripture.
Que es directamente contra la escritura.
She produces pedophilia.
Ella produce la pedofilia.
And child molestation.
Y molestación de los niños.
It is systemic among her leadership.
Y es a eso en sus líderes.
And that is the spirit.
Y eso es el espíritu.
Of this day.
De este día.
That is twisting those little bodies.
Que está volteando esos cuerpos.
It's the spirit of the whore.
Es el espíritu de la ramera.
I don't know how long.
Yo no sé cuánto tiempo.
You'll be able to preach like this.
Podrás predicar así.
Without the handcuffs.
Sin que te esposen.
Already in Canada.
Ya en Canadá.
If you don't say it the way that the officials say it,
si tú no lo dices como lo dicen los oficiales,
they can come in and lock up the preacher.
Ellos pueden venir y encarcelar al predicador.
But that's how it's always been.
Pero así es como siempre ha sido.
Drunk on the blood of the saints.
Borrachos en la sangre de los santos.
The enemy of truth.
El enemigo de la verdad.
She calls her holy man father.
Llama a sus santos padres.
In direct contradiction to the scriptures.
En contradicción de la escritura.
Her leadership will be responsible for the marriage of the false prophet and the antichrist.
Su liderazgo va a estar en cargo del matrimonio del anticristo.
And she will come against Israel.
Y va a ir en contra de Israel.
And she will come against the church in the last days.
Y va a venir en contra de la iglesia en los últimos días.
And she has always sought to intermarry with the people of God.
Siempre ha querido casarse con la iglesia.
And she has always persecuted righteous men and women.
Y siempre ha perseguido a hombres justos.
She hates the truth.
Ella odia la verdad.
She hates the church.
Ella odia la iglesia.
She hates the virgin.
Ella odia la virgen.
She's killed the Jews and the Christians.
Ella ha matado a los judíos y los
who
cristianos.
Who didn't agree with her theology.
Que no se alinean con su teología.
And before God returns.
Y antes que Dios regrese.
She will kill again.
Ella va a matar otra vez.
You better make a decision.
Haz una decisión.
Even her children.
Aún sus hijos.
Prominent Protestant reformers.
Hijos que están reformeros.
Drunk from her cup.
Tomaron de su vaso.
If you trace what you preach and believe.
Si tú sigues lo que predicas y crees.
Back to somebody who killed somebody else because of what they believed.
Atrás a alguien que mata lo que ellos por lo que ellos creen.
You're drinking from the same cup.
Estás tomando de la misma vaso.
The blood of her fornication.
La sangre de su fornicación.
Men like Michael Servetus.
Hombres como Michael Servetus.
A oneness preacher.
Predicadores de una de un Dios.
Was burned at the stake from one of her children.
Fue quemado por uno de sus hijos.
The preacher killer is on the loose in the world today.
El que mata predicadores está vivo hoy.
That's the spirit that was on the loose in Nashville just a few weeks ago.
Es el espíritu que estaba vivo en Nashville hoy.
And already the LGBTQ groups are saying she was a martyr for their cause.
Y ya el grupo de LGBTQ
I'm telling the apostolic church today.
Estoy diciendo a la iglesia apostólica.
It is time to draw a line in the sand.
Es tiempo que hagas una línea en la arena.
It's time to make a decision.
Es tiempo que hagas una decisión.
What fellowship have light with darkness?
Tiene la luz con la oscuridad.
What fellowship
que convivio
have Christ with Belial?
Tiene Cristo con Belial.
When you draw a line,
cuando haces una línea,
things begin to happen.
Las cosas empiezan a pasar.
When you draw a line,
cuando haces una línea,
is the people of God,
como el pueblo de Dios,
God begins to show up and show out.
Dios empieza a aparecer.
Just a handful of years ago,
hace unos años,
Standing in a public school in the city of Birmingham.
Parado en una iglesia pública de Birmingham.
One of the descendants of the woman.
Uno de los descendientes de la mujer.
As we began to teach a Bible study.
Mientras empezamos a enseñar un estudio.
She made the bad decision.
Ella hizo la decisión peor.
To draw a line in the sand.
Para hacer una línea en la arena.
She was angry.
Ella estaba enojada.
At the oneness message.
Al mensaje de la deidad.
And she slapped that desk.
Y ella le dio un golpe al escritorio.
And she stood up.
Y se paró.
And she pointed her finger at me.
Y puso el dedo y me apuntó.
And she said, "You will preach that message."
Y dice, "Vas a predicar
over my dead body."
Sobre mi cuerpo muerto.
She did not have the political power.
Ella no tenía el poder político.
And she did not have the political clout.
Y ella no tenía la fama política.
To pull out the handcuffs.
Para sacar las esposas.
And put me in prison.
Y encarcelarme.
But if she had.
Pero si ella tuviera ese poder.
She would have.
Ella me hubiera esposado.
That day is right around the corner.
Ese día ya mero llega.
And I'm here to tell you
y estoy aquí para decirte
that at the end of the day,
que al final del día,
the line that was drawn in the sand,
la línea que fue en la arena,
was the message of the harlot,
fue el mensaje de la ramera,
and the message of the virgin,
y el mensaje de la virgen.
It was she was drawing a line,
ella estaba haciendo una línea,
over Trinity,
sobre la Trinidad,
versus the oneness of God,
contra la deidad de Dios.
And she said, "You're not going to preach that message.
Dice, no vas a predicar ese
You're
mensaje.
Not going to teach that doctrine.
No vas a enseñar esa
because
doctrina.
It'll be over my dead body."
Porque va a ser sobre mi cuerpo.
3 days later,
tres días después,
she was dead.
Ella estaba muerta.
And we were preaching the gospel.
Y estábamos predicando el evangelio.
And that message is still being preached.
Y ese mensaje sigue
in
predicando.
The city of Birmingham.
En la ciudad de Birmingham.
Can I tell this generation?
Le puedo decir a esta generación.
I am not ashamed.
Yo no
of the gospel of Jesus
Christ,
for it is the power of God
es el poder de Dios
unto salvation.
A salvación.
Our responsibility.
Nuestra responsabilidad.
Is to make sure we don't get distracted.
Es asegurarnos que no nos distraigamos.
We don't need another message.
No necesitamos otro mensaje.
We don't need another doctrine.
No necesitamos otra doctrina.
What Paul preached.
Lo que predicó Pablo.
What Peter preached.
Cuando predicó Pedro.
What the disciples preached.
Cuando predicaron los discípulos.
What they gave their life for.
Lo que dieron su vida.
They literally laid their lives down for this message.
Literalmente dieron su vida por el mensaje.
The Church of the Living God cannot get distracted in this last day.
La iglesia no puede ser distraída en los últimos días.
By all of the things that the woman is parading out in front of us.
Por todo lo que la mujer está poniendo enfrente.
Praise God. Let's all stand for just a moment. Let's lift our hands to heaven and pray. God, I pray that the spirit of conviction would sweep over this house right now, God. God, I pray that a young person would fall in love with this message tonight. I pray, God, that you would inscribe it on somebody's heart tonight. I pray that you would bind it on their forehead, God, as the praise group begins to sing. If you feel the tug of the Holy Ghost to come down to the front and do business with God, if you're not baptized tonight, you can be baptized right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, why don't you take somebody by the hand and begin to come down to the front and begin to pray and cry out to God. God, we need your power in this day, Lord. We need your anointing in this day, God. We need the power of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, to sweep over us, Lord. Give me a love for the truth tonight, oh Lord. Give me my Come on, that's it. Give yourself to the Spirit. Give yourself to the Holy Ghost that's here right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let the Spirit draw you closer. Let it draw you closer. The Holy Ghost is drawing a married man. It's about to go down in the water in the name of Jesus. Praise God. The temptation is to become more like the world in order to have revival. to begin to drink from the intoxication of the cup, to be conformed to them, to win them. But can I tell you that you need to fall in love with being different? Our differences from the world, that's not a reason to feel insecure. Can I tell a young person that you need to fall in love with being the one guy at the gym with the pants instead of the shorts? Can I tell a young lady that you need to fall in love with being the girl at school and at work with the skirt and not the pants? Can I tell an apostolic man that you need to fall in love with being the guy at work that's clean shaven? Saying all of that, I'm saying that those things that seem to be inconsequential, it's the thing that allows God, when he looks down at his people, to differentiate between us and the world. And it also is the thing that allows the world to look at us and say, you know, I notice there's something different about you. What is the difference? There are Trinitarian pastors in Africa and India right now that are being converted by the hundreds. And they are so thankful. They are so thankful to receive the message of the mighty God in Christ. They're receiving the Holy Ghost. They're being baptized. And many of them that are a part of charismatic movements say they can remember a time in their history where their church group dressed like the apostolics dress, and they are more than happy to begin to convert back to a holiness lifestyle. Can I tell you, it is not the will of God for the people of God in 2023 to begin to look like everybody else around us. It's a day for the people of God to have conviction about holiness and separation from the world. We're not going to beat anybody up. We're not beating anybody up. But we're going to be different. Brother Warren, we're going to stand out. People are going to be able to see a difference in us and the rest of the world. Not because we're special, but because we serve a special God, and because we have a special revelation, and because we want to protect that revelation, that knowledge of who he is and what he wants to do in the earth. Come on, one more time. Why don't you give God some praise and magnify Jesus? God, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name, Jesus. Praise God. Our brother's going to go down in the water in Jesus' name. I'm believing that when he comes up, he's going to be speaking with other tongues. As you leave tonight, share your faith and strength with somebody. Go out and be salt and light in your world. God bless you in Jesus' name.